Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. I'm Kylie Kane, and today we're doing another special episode for the end of February. Originally, I was going to do another episode the next week, but I realized that my weeks got mixed up. So the next episode you hear, which is the Saturday episode, second part of the Doom 2 LP, will actually have incorrect wording. However, with that said, I want to welcome you to one of my favorite games of all time. Again, this is a special episode, but I want to welcome you to one of my favorite games of all time. And that game is Caves of Cud. And what we're going to do is we're going to do this week's weekly challenge. And the weekly challenge this week is a true kin Sizgrior with inflatable axions. Now I'll explain everything once we get into the game. But basically, this is a roguelike that takes place in the very far distant possible future, called the Weird Future. So let's name ourselves Kylie Kane. Okay. And we have 18 strength, 23 agility, 18 toughness, 18 intelligence, 17 willpower, 17 ego, and 18 hit points. And we have a cybernetics of inflatable axions. And we're going to click start this game, and it's going to create our world. Now, keep in mind, every world is different, but with the weekly challenge, we play the exact same world that everybody else plays in the weekly challenge. We only get to do this once, if I'm not mistaken, to become the best we can be. So we're going to play the weekly challenge. Now, we embark for the Caves of Cud. So it begins us off in this town, and it says, on the 3rd of Nivian Ut, you arrive at the village of Duilimrod. On the horizon, Cud's jungle strangles chrome steeples and rusted archways to the earth. Further beyond, the fabled spindle rises above the fray and pierces the cloud-ribbon sky. So we press space and we begin. So, looking around here, we've got some notes here. I'm looking around. We've got a cat next to us. Can we talk to the cat? Hello. Oh, it's not a cat. It's a stone statue of a chitinous puma. Let's look at it. And it says, the statue was worked from stone intricately depicts a chitinous puma. The taut muscles of this wildcat are sheathed in interlocking maze plates of chitin, and it is a perfect. Can we pray to it? We can. We voice a short prayer to the stone statue. Okay, let's look around. There's a chest here. I wonder what it does. Let's see if we can open it. Oh, it's not owned by us. We can't do anything with that. All right, looking around the town. This town is actually pretty well stocked. There's a guy standing in the middle. Let's talk to him. And he is the wet. He's wet. He walked in water, so he's a wet. He's a wet zealot of the sixth day stilt. And he says, Wanderer, orphan of the salt, hear me. To the north and the west, to the great salt desert, the sixth day stilt splits the earth in two. Seek there the grandeur of Shekinah. First among fathers, release yourself from the burden that Chrome bears on your sickly flesh. Go now. We have a couple things we can ask, and we can actually take the journey. We can accept that. We will take that journey, and let's talk to him again. We us ask him for work. He says, find Senator Yerim Kukus or Mahim. All right, let's we just swam through a pool of salty water, so we are now wet. Let's see if we can't wait a little bit to go move north to start swimming. I don't want to swim. Is there a bridge here that I can cross? It does not look that way. Let's check our inventory and find out what we got. We got sandals on us. We got some greens on us. We have a torch that's unburnt, a light source. We've got a salve injector and some water skins. It means we have no weapon. So we've got some water, I think. We got 32 drams of water, which is our main ability, which is our main source of currency in the game. So that's useful. And we've got the modern UI, which is really nice. And it looks really cool. And we've got a bunch of options here. Let's check our abilities out real quick. Our abilities are inflate axons, which gives us 40 quickness for 10 rounds. Then we become sluggish for 10 rounds. We have a flurry attack. We have a rebuke robot, which let's bind rebuke robot to 2.
Sprint is toggled off. Make camp is zero. Attack. Let's input inflate axons on three. Let's see if we can't. Wet blowfish canvas. Let's just walk through the water. We swam through the water. And we're going to want to dry off. But let's go talk to somebody. Mimim, say I'm looking for work. Okay. And he's like, but the virtuous aspen friend, listen, my folks would spend all our time living as a nomad. But after learning the virtue of cats, we changed our habits and imagined new rituals. Unfortunately, T-Tech lost our vow of the Kateri Hedge. We need someone to recover it. Friend, will you do it? We hear it's been taken to Madayan Daka. Yeah, let's go do that. That's fine. And they gave us the location in our journal, which means we can now see it on the world map, if I'm not mistaken. Let's ask. Okay, so just ask someone else. Is there a shop in this town? A weird artifact. Let's look at it. It's a puzzling artifact. Can we get it? Oh, nope. Nope. It's not owned by us, so we can't grab it. Looking for a shop. I'm not seeing anything shop-like. There's a bunch of water, and it's so frustrating. I'm wanting to say this guy back here is going to be our shopkeeper. It says, I'm the cure for what ails you. No, he's not the shopkeeper. Are you the shopkeeper? He is. Let's trade. Let's see what he's got. He's got some arrows, some veils, shotgun shells. He's got ammo, some armor. The armor is 25 drams, 14 drams for leather armor, and some artifacts that we can't do anything with. Let's check out the melee weapons. Let's go with a bronze mace. And we can buy, we can't afford a musket. That's no good. Can we afford a wooden buckler as well? We can. All right. And can we give, I think the salve injector, we could probably sell one of the salve injectors. Can I just sell one of them? Let's add one of them to the inventory list here. All right. So I added one, which will put us at spending 40. Is that what it? No, he's got 42 drams. How much have I spent so far? Let's go offer. We have to pony up 29 drams for this. Yes. Trade is complete. All right. So we grab some weapons and armor. Let's go to our inventory and equip the. All right. So we have a. Oh, we had a steel short sword on, which is 1d4. Versus 5 of 5, or 2 damage for straight up, I think. 1d4 versus 2 damage. Let's equip the buckler. Okay, let's check our equipment out. We've got a tunic on, no headpiece. We have a mask. We have a cloak. We have a panther's cloak, a wooden buckler, a short sword, a bronze mace in our left hand. So, left. Okay, yeah, we can. That's fine, actually. I like that idea, carrying one in one hand and the other in the other. And, okay, so that's cool. So let's leave. Let's go to the world map here, which, no, let's go to the world map. And everything has begun populating. Oh, no. We immediately went into some waterways, so we're a little bit lost. Now we're lost in the woods here. We found some flattened remains. Let's look in here. There's nothing to take there. We're going to look around and see if we can't find anything. I think it's zero to auto explore. We're just auto exploring now until we find something useful. Where are we at? Where? Oh, it's saving the game. Oh, goodness, we're in the dark. Okay, we need to equip a torch. And we'll equip the torch in our left hand. All right, that lit up the world a little bit. So it looks like there's some fish floating about here. So it is night now. So we're just kind of exploriating around to see if we can't figure out our bearings. Maybe we can go back to the surface. We're still lost. What are you? Who are you? You are, let's see, let's look. Some rummagers that are neutral to me, and Zealot of the 6 Day Stilts that are also neutral. Can I get the bedroll? Yeah, I'm going to get that bedroll. That way I can sleep. Looks like there's a battle ongoing above us. Looks like some crocodiles were fighting, and we don't want to get into that mess. All we're trying to do is get unlost right now. That's our goal, is getting unlost. So we're finding more wilderness. No big deal. Wilderness is wilderness. We're just trying to become unlost. Gordon is just going to go directly to the right until we become quote-unquote unlost. We regained our bearings, so that means we can go back to the world map. No, we want to. That's the wrong one. I think it's this two. That's staircase down. Nope. There we go. Go to world map. There we are. And we are down here at the bottom. Dear Lord, I literally got lost immediately again, but what did we find here? There's nothing. Okay, I found a chest. It's opened. Looks like this is the remains of some sort of village that I just stumbled across. There's some blood here in the middle of the pool. What the heck's going on here? We took the scratched data disk. What was this? We passed by the sign. Let's look at the sign. The sign says, go away. What the hell? There is a bizarre contraption. It's just a puzzling artifact. Okay. I'm not targeting it anymore. Let's not target it anymore. All right. Let's take a look around here. There is... Oh, this must be what's left of the original starting village. So I must have found that area, which is really neat. Not that great, but that's fine. I stepped into some water, and there's a crocodile ahead of me. All right, so we are hurt. Well, about 11 health, and we are fighting this crocodile. Wet crocodile's missing us. We are hitting the crocodile, and we just beat the crocodile. No big deal. What is here? Here lies the body of Ton. Here lies the body of Noir Schwarm. Okay, let's rest a little bit so we can heal up. We're just going to rest until we're healed. And we did gain a little bit of experience, get about 75 experience for that. I wonder if we can fight. No, we cannot fight those. There's some fishies running around, no big deal. And right now, dragonflies all over the place, but I'm not worried about the dragonflies at all. Or should I be worried about the dragonflies? I don't know. All right, we did regain our bearings, so that means we can go back to the world map. All right, if we go up, we'll enter Red Rock. All right, I think we're in Red Rock. I think this is Red Rock. All right, and Red Rock's got some interesting stuff in it, so I kind of want to explore it a little bit if I can. Found a staircase down. We just entered it. Snapjaw Scavenger died. A campfire is beneath me. We can't cook with hostile. All right, we fought another Snapjaw. All right, so I'm looking around. Can we rest? Nope, we can't cook yet. I'm looking around. Found another Snapjaw. Snapjaws are like this dog-like creature that are floating around. I'm looking here. They got bronze dagger and studded leather. Corpse. What are we wearing again? We're wearing a... let's check our body. Our body's... We got a 1 and 2 on us. Well, that's a 3 and negative 2. That's a 1. Ooh, is that hands? No, it's just gloves. Can I wear gloves with what I've got? Also found an iron mace. We are going to pick that up. Let's get that... We're going to grab the skull too here and grab the iron mace just in case our stuff gets damaged. Can I equip those? I think I can. So equipment, we are now wearing a skull and some gloves now, which is definitely increasing our stuff a bit. Can I now cook? No, I'm still in the hostile creature's presence. I found another Snapjaw. It did bite me, but no big deal. We took it out, and look at this stuff. It's got some leather armor, nothing too major. Just looking around. I am colored green. Why am I colored green? Pass by a dread root. I am blocked by a large boulder. Okay. No big deal. No big deal. There's a large boulder here. There's another snapjaw nearby. A jilted lover attacked us. And jilted lover's like this thing that lives on walls that actually will shoot at you or try to grab you whenever you walk past it. So we got to be careful. We just got hit by a horned chameleon. And it hit us for 3 damage. No big deal. We're hitting it for more. I don't know what its life is like. But we just gained a level. We gained 102 skill points. So I wonder. I haven't looked at my skill points. I think that's S. No, not S. Well, let's go to E and we can do that there. Let's go to skill points. We've got flurry, offhand strikes, and ambidexterity, which allows us to strike with an offhand weapon. So we've got almost all of dual wield except for 2 weapon fighting, which needs 25 agility first. So we'll take that. We have make camp already. We can grab mind's compass for 0 points and it doubles our chance. We need 100 to get wayfaring. Yeah, I'll grab wayfaring. That's fine. That gives us mind's compass. But that spent 100 coin. Gives us mind compass, which allows us to recover our bearings, and we get to make camp, which is very nice. Now we're going to continue exploring. We found another snapjaw, and we are fighting it. All right, let's check the snapjaw stuff. A wide-brimmed hat and a bronze dagger. No big deal. A bronze longsword. That might be useful. We'll get that. Bark armor will stay. We can't cook with hostile creatures nearby. Found another snapjaw. No big deal. Let's check it. He's got some crocosins. Ooh, let's look at those. There's a well-worn set of crocosins, which are like, we're attacking the jilted lover. We took the jilted lover out. No big deal. We're slowly but surely walking our way through this. Small boulder is worth, it's heavy. I don't want to carry that on me because I'm looking here at my stuff and it's just not... I think our weight is 270, what we can wear. I'm going to grab grab a snap mask here. I think we're carrying 190. Yeah, 98 of 270 pounds we can wear. Oh, we're getting attacked by a... What is this? Yes, we'll collect the liquid. We just found some dram, what it's called. 1 dram of liquid. All right, we're taking out these little spitters that are spitting at me. No big deal. Looks like the spitters ended up killing someone. Just lit another. Another jilted lover. No big deal. We've killed it. Now, jilted lover, as far as I can know, actually will... What they are is like wall creatures, but what they can do is they can actually rust our stuff, so we got to be careful. So I stopped at a campfire, and we're going to whip up a meal. From the stuff around, and that's going to make us sated, so we're not hungry anymore. Let's take out another snapjaw, and he's got an iron short sword. We'll grab that. Okay, let's look around. Another freaking jilted lover. Hello. He was attacking something else. We got to be careful, jilted lovers, because they will attack me as I explore. Another camp. Damn, jilted lover, go away. We made it to level 3 and gained... How many points did we gain on that one? I don't know. 104 points we gained. So we can actually do a couple things here. I'm looking through my stuff. I'm thinking about taking Longblade. Yeah, let's take Longblade, which grants us Longblade proficiency. And what else did he grant me? Yeah, Longblade proficiency, which allows me to... take an aggressive stance with a long blade in my hand, doing 1 plus penetration, but -2 to hit. And we gain 2 defense points while wielding a long blade in our primary hand. So that might be useful to us. We're getting attacked by a snapjaw with some badness to him. Let's see what he had. He had a short bow. We will grab that short bow. Hello. I don't like anything else he had on him. Let's do some auto exploring. We're exploring this cavern system. Found another couple jilted lovers. No big deal. I'm thinking about picking up some arrows next time I find a town. I guess I could... we are now bleeding, by the way. But that's fine. We're just going to rest until we're full here. And let's see. We are parched. So let's see if we've got 2 drams of sap. We just drank one of the drams. We're still parched. We collected some blood. I don't see any water. That's kind of... Am I bleeding out? Please tell me I'm not bleeding. I think I am bleeding. I think that's where that blood's coming from, is my own blood. So... we got to be careful. I don't want to bleed my own blood. We're going downstairs and we are fighting a giant centipede who dies. Oh, I'm going to grab that torch, come across an unborn burnt torch. There's a bat flying away from me. Can we trade with the bat? No, we cannot trade with the bat. I talked to the bat. That's funny. All right, I'm just exploring this dungeon here, and I found another unburnt torch, and we are still bleeding. Found a chest with some wooden arrows. Yes, a salve injector and a beaded bracelet, which we can sell. Let's eat this and check our box. Look at the box. It's a puzzling artifact. We need to find a way to examine that. What am I using? I'm using a steel short sword, I think. I've got a bronze long sword, but I got a steel short sword, too. I think I've got 2 of those now. I do. I want to... What does the salve injector do? Salve injector recovers 0.9 hit points per round, per level, per round, minimum of 5. It's a tonic. Applying one tonic upon the other may produce undesired results. We need water, so that's going to be important later. Actually, what I want to do is we're going to go up. There we go. We're going to go up again. Because we're not bleeding anymore. Thankfully, we've stopped our bleeding, but I do want to just kind of get out of the area here and try to go back to town. Maybe if we go back to town... there's a town too. No, don't want to stop traveling. I'm aware I'm dehydrated. I want to get here. We're going to go down to here. I know I'm dying of thirst. Thank you. I need to make it to the sailor here. Hello. Let's trade. I want to sell off some of the stuff I have. I've got a mask I want to sell. So we'll sell the mask. We'll sell the bronze longsword, bronze mace, sell 2 of those. I'm going to keep the longsword. Actually, I'm going to sell the iron short sword instead. Got 2 salve injectors. I got a beaded bracelet I can sell. I will sell both water sins of dram. And I think that's fine. Yes. Pony up those drams, please. That gives us 61 drams of water, which is going to definitely improve our living ability. For a while, because one thing we've got to keep in mind while playing this is water is not only your currency, but water is also your, no, I don't want 54. Well, yeah, I'm going to take 54 wooden arrows, and we're going to take, I think we can take all of these. I wonder, yeah, I'm going to take all of the wooden arrows and all of the steel arrows. And we're going to press O to do this. Yes, we will. Thank you. All right. And now what we can do is we just took a sip of fresh water. So we're quenched. So let's go up one area and walk to the plains a little bit. And what we're going to do is we're going to make camp. We're going to make camp right here. And we're going to whip up a meal to make us sated. There we go. And now we're sated. We have money, quote unquote, water. And we are in a little bit of a better situation. So let's go back up to the world map. Where is, let's see here, Desert Canyons, Red Rock, the Rusted Archway, Hills. Grit Gate is there. I want to know where this place that it wanted me to go was. I'm looking out in the desert here. There's a bunch of ruins around the Grit Gate, but we don't want to go to the Grit Gate, right? We don't want to do that. So let's... I don't want to get stuck in the canyons either. Ooh, we discovered a village. Do we want to investigate? Yes, we do. Let's check out. We just discovered the village of Sukish. Ooh, yeah. Cool. We just made a, when you eat an unfermented yuckweak stem, you stop bleeding. What's your deal, dude? Do you have any work? Speak to Namer. Okay. Can I pet you? Welcome to the village of Sukish. We are a tribe who revere Kasitbrot, legendary jilted lover and scorn of Irid. Per our custom, you may drink our fresh water and quench your thirst. Your thirst is mine. I begin a water ritual with them, which increases our reputation by 100. It lowers our reputation of another, area, with anybody who is related to pigs, to swine, by 300, by 100. It increased by 100, and we got made a couple other things. All right, we actually just used some of that reputation to learn how to cook filet. Or what are you? What is this? We are sitting on a bench. Okay, that's freaking cool. All right, let's go down and see if there is a shopkeep here. No shopkeeper, huh? What about in this house I just found here? There's no shop. There's a crib. But I don't see a shopkeeper. Kasitbrot, legendary jilted lover, is up here. I found the jilted lover, their legendary jilted lover. And I just talked to it and it asked, I can ask, friend, why did you come to this village? I'm going to ask it. It says, for a year I spent time being crawled over by insects. I came from the village and settled down. That's so cool. Good job, Jilted Lover. Good job. Good job, just dude. We just found a desecrated shrine to Irid. And the shrine actually depicts a life event from that sultan, Irad. While traveling alone in the vacuum worshipping autocracy or autarky of Mava, Irid had a dream that she was wandering without purpose. From then on, she always kept some journals hidden on her person. Which grants us the histories for that character. Actually, I want to go... Can we pray at that one? Let's see. Can we pray at it? Yes, we can. We did just pray at it. Because it's a desecrated shrine, it actually doesn't do anything for us, sadly. But it is pretty cool to see it there. I'm looking around the rest of the place. So these are... Am I understanding that the Nifons are bristled pigs? Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay. So it is nighttime, by the way. Now we're about heading back up to the surface. Now I'm looking. We need to look at our journal and figure out where the heck we're looking for. Ruins. Where's our quests? General notes. Where is our quests? Do we have any quests? We do have the recipes. Here's our quest. At Median Deka is the place where the vial sits. So let's go find Median Deka, and we want to pin it on our map. Okay, and that is to our left there. So, found it. Found Median Deka. So let's do some exploration and check out Median Deka. We're looking for a certain vial here. All right, I want to... Oh, we're being attacked by a null worm, knoll worm, and it missed us with its beak. It attacked us. We hit it with a torch and our steel short sword. What I want to do real quick is I want to remove that. And I want to put the other steel short sword in that hand. Can I? Yeah, that's fine. It's going to make it very dark, though. And we gained 102 experience points by beating that. Actually, I think I'm going to put the equipment back on. I'm going to put that back on my left hand. As much as I dislike being where I'm at. Okay, so I found that corpse. We're still looking for that vial in here. Oh, shit. A musket hit me for... A musket turret popped me. Holy shoot. That hurt. All right, we're going to heal up a little bit. Oh, no. We're hurting pretty badly, actually. Let's use our apply. Thank you. Oh, no. We were killed by a thirst thistle that was sitting next to us. What the heck? All right, there we go. We came in 40th in this quest. I think there's a... I don't know how many people have actually played it so far. But we died today when we played it. We were killed by a thirst thistle at level 4, and we survived for 2,100 turns. So that's Caves of Cud. I didn't know if I explained it pretty well, but it is one of my favorite roguelikes to date. And my only complaint is that it updates so often that if you do not play it frequently, like if you play it like once every week or once every 2 weeks, and you have a character that survives over that time, you can't continue playing that character because of the update actually invalidating the character. But because it is a roguelike, most games finish pretty quickly. So it's really up to you what happens. This is a fantastic game. If you haven't purchased it, it's on Steam right now. I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite roguelikes of all time. The weekly challenges, there's updates almost weekly. I think the last one was 2 weeks ago, but there's updates constantly of this game. You're going to want to go check it out. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I cannot recommend it more than I already have. Go check it out. With that said, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the remainder of Strange Aeons on Saturday. And then in March, which should be the first Wednesday afterwards, should be the first week in March, we'll get back into what we're doing. The first week of March, as far as I am aware, we're doing... Oh, as I'm recording this, the poll for the third game of the month has not come out yet. It's not finished yet. It actually finishes a few days from now. So I'll be checking that poll when that finishes up and then being recorded all of what March will be, because I'm going to be doing rapid fire recordings. This is a little bit behind the scenes stuff, but we're doing rapid fire recordings of the entire month of March during the last 2 weeks of February. So you're going to want to hear that. And I'm thinking it's going to be Morrowind. If it's not, comment somewhere and let me know how wrong I am, but I'm thinking the answer is going to be Morrowind. So we're going to be hearing Morrowind on the main feed, Pillars of Eternity on the alternative feed, and I'm going to be doing some side stuff on the alternative feed, on the Patreon feeds as well. So if you haven't subscribed to the Patreon, please do so. You're going to hear stuff like Caves of Cud, Code Vein, Risk of Rain 2. I've got something of that planned, live stream of that planned for sometime in March for the Patreon, only for the patrons. We've also got standard live streams on Sunday nights. You don't want to miss those if I'm able to make them myself, because that is kind of difficult sometimes. But we've got so much stuff going on. You're not going to miss a single heart-pounding second of it. I do try to keep these to from 30 minutes to an hour long, which is my new goal, somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour for every episode. This has just crossed the line. So with that said, thank you for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day, night, evening, whatever it may be. And I'll check you on the flip side. Go check out Caves of Cud. And as always, roll that in footage. Bye, y'all. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.